Okay, I know the Johnson voice legend. Who's the other kid?
I think he goes by N E L L
O underscore B T P. All right, good. Okay, now I know. Now I know who it is. I mean, I can't wait. I just want to do. You couldn't do the drinking game with him because you'd be slaughtered. You need paramedics to come pick you up. Over under 3 hours on overtime tonight is 35 times. 35 times he will give out that handle. And
if I had to guess, I would probably take the over. I'll take the over.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I think Mitch Tischler would, too.
Yeah, well, Tischler has way more to do with his time. His time is valuable, and we appreciate the big fella, Beltway, Gridiron, coming on, and football, and, of course, all ears. You got to get a side. There's got to be some. I mean, JP just takes all the oxygen out of the room with all ears, but yet you're able to do it. So when are we coming off with your side hustle with this TV thing? We need something that identifies the big fella.
Doc, my side hustle is coming on the radio with you. I'm happy to do that, and I appreciate you playing a little biggie on the way into this.
Oh, absolutely.
To this call, that way we can talk about the big men.
Hey, man, because we've been discriminated upon. We understand what it's like. People don't realize that. It starts with Easter. You know, when everybody gets some coat, your mom want to do a good job, make sure you got something. You go into Tom McCann's, and your foot is too big for anything. So in the no longer exists now. But back in the 60s, 70s, stylists, there was no style. And Mitch, you had your feelings hurt going into places, and they didn't think of us. We were like outcasts.
I'm not quite 60s and 70s. I was an 80s baby. Mm-hmm. But we had East Bay growing up. That was the only place.
Oh, that's right.
Shoes,
that's right.
Tennis shoes, football shoes, baseball shoes, all that. That was the only place that sold the big man sizes. So that always has a special place in my heart.
Absolutely. We feel that pain, and we understand that. But I love being around them, though, big people in that offensive and defensive line. What you gather now, I love the fact that, you know, Q took some of his big boys out, gave him a blow. And hearing offensive line talk, defensive rushers talk, about strategies. We know they don't have it's not Full Metal Jacket. But as I was saying to the young fella here, as you well know because you did it, you block with your feet. So I love the cerebral chatter that we're getting now with our O-line and D-line. How impressed have you been by what you've seen thus far?
Yeah, I mean, I talked about it on our Beltway Football podcast yesterday. One thing that I loved that I saw was Josh Connerly. You know, one thing with Dan Quinn is that he doesn't anoint anybody, which is an awesome way about going about it. Just because you're a first-round pick doesn't make you a starter. Mm-hmm. And one thing I loved was, you know, when they were doing the individual drills yesterday, Andrew Wiley was taking those first reps at right tackle. Mm-hmm. And when they asked someone to go grab a bag, Connerly was the first one that jumped up and grabbed the bag to hold for Andrew Wiley. Mm-hmm. So he could see what Wiley was doing up close and personal. He could see the footwork. He could see the hand placement. And after Wiley was done with the drill, you know, Connerly hands the bag to the next guy. And Connerly doesn't seem to have this kind of ego where he's got to be the guy, you know, that goes. And he spent some time talking with Wiley. You could see them, you know, working with their hands and talking about what they were trying to do. And ultimately, you know, Connerly ended up being third, fourth, fifth guy through the line. And I really appreciate a guy who was the biggest of big dogs last year, you know, in college at Oregon, stepping in and understanding that you have some Wiley vets here. You have Laramie Tunsil, who's a, you know, top end tackle. You have Andrew Wiley, who's won Super Bowls and been there and done that. And he's sitting there absorbing information from these guys. He's asking them for help. He's trying to learn, you know, he's trying to pick up what they know. And for a young kid to come in and, you know, have that humility, if you will, is a really great look for Josh, and really I think will bode well for, you know, his success as he goes through his NFL career.
Yeah, I've tried to explain this over the years close to 30 that I've been on a microphone, that some of my most, the memories that ring the most to me were the practice confrontations that you had to go up against Monty Coleman, whose nickname was what? Superman. Now, when a brother's nickname is Superman, him and Rich Milotte and those guys, you had to, that was your sparring partners. We call our linebackers sparring partners because it's going to get funky, but that's, you know, they're brothers, they're blood. But, man, it was some crazy stuff. You have to have that kind of mutual respect or it ends up being fights, which you don't want because you don't want somebody to break a hand. But the level of intensity in some in these practices, that's why to me Joe Jackson Gibbs is a Hall of Famer. Because he, I mean, I don't know what the rules are now, but whatever they were, they wouldn't have applied to him. Because our practices were only fun for the people that got to watch them. They were not fun for the people in them. I can promise you that. But you understood you have got to practice at such a high level that the game becomes easy. You don't want to reverse, get through an easy practice and get your behind toe up. And you can lose in any game against a battle because you're going against a pro. But I've seen 12th rounders start, 11th rounders take people's jobs, first and second rounder guys cut when you run a practice the way Gibbs and the way Q runs them. That is no favoritism. I don't care what round. Joe cut a second-round pick at wide receiver. That's when we knew. We knew brother couldn't retain information. Anytime you got to go to the quarterback multiple times, yo, what was that? What was that? And something's wrong. So it don't mean he couldn't play, but his brain wasn't catching up. And we say, well, we'll see. That boy was cut. That's how you know that's about winning. And you can get good luck from anybody. Who has caught your eye in the drafted free agent, anybody that's not a first or second round pick that made you go, like Luke, Professor Lou would say, made you go,
You know, it's been Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, the running back who had to sit out last year for NCAA shenanigans.
Quick twitch.
He's, you know, he's not the biggest body, but something that stood out to me today that he did a really good, that he does a really good job of is he gets skinny going through holes.
Yeah.
You know, He's a little bit of a more slight running back, and so he does a really good job of kind of hiding behind an offensive line, crouching, kind of waiting for a hole to open.
Dorsett did that, too.
What's that?
Dorsett.
Yeah, and then he just kind of slides through, and there were two back-to-back plays today that kind of stood out to me. Two back-to-back reps for Ja'Cory or Bill, whichever one you want to call.
Bill. Hello, Bill.
They're running from the 5-yard line, and he ran into a little hole between center and guard, scored a touchdown. Dude's what, 5'8", 5'9"? I don't know what they have him listed at. He's not the tallest guy. Rises up and dunks the football over the goalpost. You know, the next rep that he was in for.
Oh, he got some Anthony hops. He got some Ant-Man hops.
I hope his jumper's a little better than Anthony's.
So Wait a minute, have you witnessed it? Mitch, I didn't know you witnessed it.
Social media of Anthony trying to shoot a couple balls over there.
So, Doc, I had a rough shooting.
Wait.
I'm sorry to call you out this way, Ant.
Wait a minute, hold it, man. Mitch, I'm looking at you, big fella. We got a big man's union. How in the world could you let that intel get away from me?
Well, that's why I was just waiting until you had me on the radio so I could bring it up in public.
That is fair. But, yeah, I had a tough shooting. So Mitch, Doc has actually seen me live. He's seen me shoot where I had, you know, a very good day shooting from the field. The footage that I posted the other day was not my best work. It was some of my first shots of the day. You know, you're not supposed to shoot a three-pointer. That isn't supposed to be your first shot of the day.
Is that an excuse?
No, I'm not making excuses.
I'm gonna have to fire my social media staff.
No, these are facts.
There were a couple excuses on the sideline today for what went wrong. But I'll give Anthony credit. He could have easily just let that video slide and never post it. But like any good, person who's being, realistic about who they are. Mm-hmm. You show the good days, you show the bad days.
I'm not a Syracuse man.
I'm an honest man.
Well, no, I don't know. I thought you were.
I tried to. Oh, you. I'll show you in the break, Doc. I got you.
I mean, I didn't even know about it.
My bad.
Man, so you don't go against big people.
Yeah.
Tell you, man, we got a union ourselves. Yeah, and you don't want to cross us.
Nah, not at all.
JP right always says we got the big man nod. Whenever you're either walking by or driving by, they see another big man. They always give each other, the look and the nod. And
yeah, yeah. Well, JP will never be in this club. I love him to death, but he'll never be in this club. He better not would get in this club.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah, because if he gets in this club, he's gonna be in trouble. Yeah, he's gonna be in trouble. So, go ahead.
What's up, Mitch? You were just talking about Ja'Cory Kroskamerit being one of the guys that surprised you the last couple of days. What about Ja'Cory Brooks? I know he's in a crowded wide receiver room, so it's probably going to be tough to make the team. But could you see him being one of those August heroes, one of those guys that has a great training camp, but ultimately, is going to be battling, to make the official 53?
Yeah, I mean, he's shown out well, and he gives you something that you don't really have a lot of in that wide receiver room, which is the size and physicality. And the one thing that I would caution against is we kind of coined on our Beltway Football Pod Ashburn syndrome. Mm-hmm. When folks get so caught up with a particular player that might look good in camp, but ultimately is a good camp player and not maybe a breakout star, yeah, possibility. And there's been a number of those over the years in Washington. Listen, he can be a really nice red zone target. His size, his ability to leap. They were working through some wide receiver drills today, and they were working on kind of older over-the-shoulder catches. And whichever one of the coaches was kind of throwing the ball to him, underthrew one, and he did one of those kind of raised up and caught it behind the guy who was acting as the DB.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of athletic plays that you just kind of can't really teach. And the fact that he's able to kind of show that so early has been good. And quite frankly, there's nothing good about the Terry situation, and I'm sure you guys have talked ad nauseum about it, so we don't need to get further into it. If there's a slight tinge of glass half full, it's that we're gonna get an opportunity to see a lot of these receivers who are a little further down the depth chart get reps with Jaden Daniels, get reps with Marcus Mariota, when otherwise they may have been, basically only catching passes from Sam Hartman. Yesterday we saw Chris Moore line up with the ones who's somebody who's a little bit interesting to me, just looking at his career, because he started off in Baltimore with Lamar. He then went to Houston with CJ, and now he's in Washington with Jaden. He's a guy who's played with, the mobile quarterback, the guy who can keep every play alive. And so he's somebody that, may be well suited in this offense, because he's a guy who has that understanding that, no play is ever dead. Mm-hmm. But today we got to see Ja'Cory Brooks run a little bit with the ones and get some of those reps. And so, it's too early for me to say that he's going to be, that guy that stands out. But through 2 days, he's looked good. Ultimately, as it always is for the, non-guaranteed roster spot guys, it's going to come down to what these joint practices look like and what those preseason games look like. And, I don't know that we're going to see a lot of the number ones play in those preseason games. So there's going to be a lot of snaps there for Ja'Cory Brooks, for Chris Moore, for Michael Gallup to prove what he has, and on the way down.
That's an endorsement. And that's what you're looking for. Any other? I used to say back in the day when they would put tape on your helmet, I'm looking for that camp story. I know it's early and no pads. It hasn't been an official football practice. But start keeping that in mind, because of the Super Bowl teams that were on, there was always at least one or two guys that made it just like that. And I think that's what you need. Somebody in there comes in there hungry, starving. That's going to be a DQ guy kind of guy.
Absolutely.
And all they got to do is stay healthy and keep playing hard, flying to everything. And that's the person that I'll have my magnifying glass on, because that's what they need, because the only way you counter Philly's brute strength is through, we got to get more possessions. So our defense has got to be nasty. and getting the ball back. We need to get more possessions for five. That's the only way, because you ain't going to beat that muscle game in 1 year. You might close that gap in two. I don't know if you can close it to where you've got to in 1 year. They've done a good job if the big people stay healthy, and that's the other thing. Another thing, you know, big people go down, not necessarily spring back up as others. So that injury bug is important. When I heard the news about our right guard, I said? I'm not even going to react to it because he's a Longhorn, so he's partially insane anyway.
Yeah,
so you
absolutely.
Know this dude here. If you were to do a throwback of an offensive lineman, Joe Bugle, he would have loved that kid.
Yeah,
I'm telling
he
you.
Would.
Oh, I can see Coach Bugs right now with a stud like that. And when I heard about the injury, because I had him in Thanksgiving, and I just want to leave him in Thanksgiving and leave it alone because I know I'll get greedy. And I wanted to. So that, to me, really was the best news I heard yesterday. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, listen, whenever Sam Cosby comes back, he's going to add a huge part to that offensive
Absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely.
But, you know, you talked about, you know, big guys staying healthy, and it's just a matter of principle of the NFL that you're going to have, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 different guys start at different positions.
I love it.
Different positions along the offensive line. And the bringing in of Laremy Tunsil is huge, not just for Laremy, but you allow Brandon Coleman to kick inside and be a guard. We know who Tyler Biadasz is. You know, you have either Connerly or Wiley at right tackle. Ultimately,
and I'm a Scott guy. I'm going to just let you know up front.
Oh,
I think the big man is – I love this dude, and I think he could be an integral part of their success.
I'm getting there for you, Doc. Give me 1 second to get there. I think Connerly ultimately ends up as your right tackle here.
Mm-hmm, me too.
So all of a sudden, you're looking at – you know, you have your starting five, and then your next three guys are Andrew Wiley, Nick Allegretti, or Michael Dieter, mm-hmm. and Trent Scott.
That's awesome.
Three dudes who have been there and done that and proven that they can play
multiple positions.
Level.
Yeah,
all
multiple
of a sudden, you have a little
positions.
More depth at that offensive line position, and you have guys who can, you know, who are further along in their careers and have learned a lot, not just about the – you know, for Wiley, not just tackle, but he can go and play guard. You can look at, you know, Allegretti, who can play a little bit of center and play guard. I'm not saying you want Allegretti or Wiley to start 8-17 games this season or 20 mm-hmm. games if we're talking about, you mm-hmm. know, hopes. But,
we are.
You know, these are guys who can step in and play, and you know at some point during the season they're going to have to. And I honestly think this is going to be the best offensive line that Washington has had since, you know, certainly Trent Williams, but honestly, maybe even before that. Maybe,
wow.
I don't want to get too high on him, but maybe.
Mark that, Anthony, because this will have to be played again. This is radio gold. And I'm surprised Anthony's not taking notes, you know, because.
I am over here.
The big fella is putting on a clinic right now. See, you don't understand. This is big boy talk. See, we're not talking. Most of America talks about the wide receivers. So, because most of America does discriminate, we get it. But when we're doing this big boy conversation, this is what's going to make us champion. And I like it on both sides. Because it's got to be both sides. And that's what the practices are so good at. Mitchell, I could do this for an hour, man, but then JP would be so mad at me, and I do not want to get on his bad side. So we appreciate you, dog. It's you're priceless. And I hope every person that is close to 300 pounds appreciates that we care and we give this back big boy style.
You and I both know that the game is won and lost in the trenches.
Hands in the dirt.
And you know what? It's okay to anger JP a little bit. Let him get a little.
No, no, I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to do it.
No, he's my guy. You know,
no, I know. I love him to death. Hey, brother, appreciate you, man. Good luck with day three.
Thanks so much, Doc.
Good luck with day three.
All right.
Boy, would it be nice. Man, would it be nice if Big Tony could talk some ball. Really talk ball instead of just talking trash. So we could have some real in-depth offensive line talk. 521 here in the nation's capital. This is the Hoffman Show. DOC, DHing, along with super producer Anthony Haney.